where this would fit in moral alignment. We stick with advice designed for circumstances. One may read from the experts and we'll come to our own conclusion, or we're too inflexible to change, or let's start out over. The point in the broad culture terms, the people who follow the book guidelines are the people we associate with trusting the experts. But in fact, through human experience, knowledge is ever evolving. This basic dynamic is not limited to our discipline in the kitchen.
You should cook turkey breast meat to 165 degrees Fahrenheit to make it dry and stringy.
Jay Kenji Lopez Ault, by contrast, recommends that for a turkey that is moist and juicy, no, don't listen to the comment, aim for breasts that register at 150 degrees Fahrenheit instead. That's 66 degrees Celsius. In their deepest sector, and legs and thighs that register to 165 degrees Fahrenheit, 174 degrees Celsius. Is that safe? Well, if you read Jay Kenji Lopez Ault's cookbook, The Food Lab, what he explains is that there is no magic temperature at which food grows from unsafe to safe. What happens instead is that bacteria are killed by a combination of 1. Temperature and 2. Time. The government, for simplicity's sake, is picking a temperature for an instant kill at 165 degrees Fahrenheit. If I cook at a lower temperature for a longer time, it's equally lethal. In other words, we're not being conservative here. We don't say
you should never eat runny eggs,
obscuring the nuance of the iterative process of science literature in order to generate simpler and more unequivocal recommendations. It is important to assess risk while still enjoying a juicy piece of meat without compromising quality. We've had many decades to consider and refine what do we say to the public with the holidays just around the corner. What do we say to the public? How does one whip up a tasty eggnog cocktail? Or how does one create a tender beef Wellington? Or a creamy stuffed Christmas turkey? This gets complicated when you talk about a bird with stuffing inside it. The stuffing itself needs to come all the way up to safe poultry temperature. That leads to overcooked. Not game. It's a question of how do we communicate this? So what's the solution? It's quite simple, and even Alton Brown himself has gone back and recommended a similar method. Just heat the stuffing before you put in the turkey. Well, now the government might say, oh no, this is all too complicated. People need simple directions. Cook your poultry to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. But people who actually care about cooking or whatever else are inevitably going to find themselves doing their own method. Information control. So simplifying things for public consumption was a strategy that could actually work. Maybe yes, you'd face a trade-off of between the quality and nuance and the simplicity of the message. But the choice really was up to public health officials. Or it's really up to you. Today, we have a population that are much more educated and comfortable discussing information. There are many, many more channels for dissecting a glory of information. So, here in my little corner of the universe, we're all fallible, even in doing our own methods, trials, ideas, and research. And if we must, we'll grow an extra replicator during the cloning wars of food farm. That's my little imagination there. What are your food thoughts? Happy holidays! Share with us your appetite. And this is the Food Sadist.